Blog Talk Radio.
And oh, just like that river I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Keeps telling me don't hang around. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. So now I go to my brother. And I say, brother, help me please. But somehow he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there were times I thought I wouldn't last. I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Yes, it will. Oh, I know a change gon' come. I said I know.
This here record, but that old
Record the Game Entertainment
crew. All right, you ready for it? Check this.
Hey, 813, I see you in the building. Hold on, y'all already know you're in tune to Record the Game Radio. DJ smells so good in your hood. You know what?
I'm fucking your bitch, can't say shit. I'm fucking your bitch. Fucking your bitch, can't say shit. 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 Don't be nothing but some making that shit slow. 813 all day, be merry go. Yeah, you know how I roll. She know how I do. Money first, this didn't come new. Always looking so fresh, stay brand new. Fuck me, yeah, man, you know I fuck.
I got two riders that'll hit your body, flame you up like Rambo. You don't want it, so lay down in your fucking ditch. Get mad cause I'm fucking your bitch. Can't say shit, I'm fucking your bitch. I can't say shit, fucking your bitch. I'm fucking your bitch. Can't say shit, I'm fucking your bitch. Can't say shit, I'm fucking your bitch. Can't say shit, I'm fucking your bitch.
No, I'ma come get you. That's my nigga Slim Baby, man. R.I.P. Slim Baby. You know what I'm saying? My dog died at a young, early age, 18. You already know. Keep it real, though. Gonna still smash that record all the way up to the 408, goddamn it, 'cause that's how I do. I'm real with mine all the time, especially when I'm on that pine. You already know how we do it, man. Let's get it to some early calls. I normally, you know what I'm saying, I normally play a lot of hits, you know, to start the show out, but two tears in a bucket. Fuck it. This is what's really going on Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? Let's see what's really going on. Let's see what's happening. 813, what they do? 813, you is on the Wrecking the Game radio show live. All right, well, fuck it then. 48, what's happening? I know you there, Goof. You already know San Jose, California, up in the motherfucking building.
Yep, Goofy Bone live on the cow train. How y'all doing this morning?
You on the cow train. That shit sounds so funny, the motherfucking cow train and shit. Yeah, I can just imagine a bunch of bitches on that motherfucker like how they do over in Germany, man. I mean, bitches be hanging all out the window and shit trying to catch the fucking train.
Oh, man.
Like, damn, that's a billion bitches on this motherfucker.
Some top-notch women up on this train. They going to work and shit, you know, throughout the Bay Area.
That's where you want to be. That everybody be trying to find a place to find them a woman. You better get your ass on the train. Going down, Goofy Bone is telling y'all here first that the women is on the train. They is not trying to drive and stress themselves out in traffic.
Hell no.
Oh, that. How is traffic down there? Y'all got like that New York type shit, bumper to bumper all the time? Or?
It's crazy.
Yeah, I ain't trying to come down there and drive there. I like to drive, but I don't be with that disgruntled driver shit. You know how people get all, you know, pissed off, and I can take birds. When you start getting all, you know, to the other level, then it's time to go ahead and get ignorant. You know what I'm saying? And show you the other side. It's actually done tightening up today, man. It was tripping yesterday. It got down to 55 degrees last night. This damn spring break. You know what I'm saying? Supposed to be half naked at nighttime and shit. You know, that's where you're supposed to find all the freaks come out at night. But shit, no, it ain't been last night. They was in some bobos and shit trying to keep warm.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a beautiful day today. You know what I'm saying? I got to get y'all Alaska update in a second.
Yeah,
you know,
I always
do the Alaskan updates, you know what I'm saying? Just in case Sarah Palin try to pull some bullshit, I'm keeping everybody up to date on that bitch stuff. I'm keeping everybody up to date. This bitch done tried to hire people, appoint new governors or whatever shit, the seats.
Yeah.
Shit, they own people like, hell nah, man, they done rejected one person already, working on a second one.
Man, it's a Alaska, because everyone forgets about it. It's all the way up there.
You feel me? It's like in the middle of nowhere land, so they just over there just doing what the fuck ever. They dropping oil. They dropped like 20, I don't know how many, I don't know, something thousands. I mean like 20, 30,000 barrels of fucking oil, and they purposely did the shit, though. They poked the fucking hole in the little pipeline and let the shit leak out. Man, it's a bunch of old scandalous shit going on around the world. You know what I'm saying? Unless you get the fuck out and go around the world, you will not know about it. The news is not going to tell you. They're going to tell you what they want you to hear or what they want you to perceive. But they're not going to sit up there and tell you the real deal. You know what I'm saying? And that's for everywhere. They report Florida that we the goddamn murder capital of the world and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we killing up everything. But then you come down here, both potheads and fucking drunks. You know what I'm saying? That's what represents down here. Shit. That's how we do. I hear you.
So what's going down today? What's the theme title of today's show?
Oh, yeah, I got it a little wide open today, you know what I'm saying? Because I was on punk-ass motherfucker show last night, you know what I'm saying? I can't, and because he's a Blog Talk host, you know what I'm saying, you can't talk about another person's show and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, okay, that's cool.
They weren't showing you no love last night?
Man, no, it was on religion, you know what I'm saying? Now, and I like to sit back and listen, but the dude had a co-host, you know what I'm saying? And it's a black host. With a white co-host. So I call in, you know, and they talking all about the Quran and all this old bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, fuck that. I don't, you know, when it comes to religion, man, you gonna have to, you got to talk Egyptian to me. And if you can't talk Egyptian to me, then you ain't talking true religion. You feel me? If you can't read what's on them tablets that's written in stone, and you can't read what's on the side of them motherfucking pyramids, you are talking in one ear and that shit is going out the next.
Also.
Exactly.
Who is this? 813?
813.
Oh, okay. What'd they do? I was trying to pick you up earlier. I ain't no way. Who was on the line spying in? I thought it was the FBI.
Welcome.
What's that? Who this be?
This is Miss Red.
Miss Red.
Yeah,
Red.
On Emma.
Good afternoon, Miss Red. I'm Goofy Bones in California.
Oh, how you doing today?
Oh, girl, you calling in on... Well, no, you ain't calling in on the wrong show. I can make any show the right show for you, girl. This is one of my loyal customers from down the streets there. Miss Purple's
That's
truck.
Right. That's
you know
right.
What I'm saying? She riding real big with the Barney truck with the dual pipes on it and the tent, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, she big balling it, you know what I'm saying, until her son get in and tear it up, which, you know. What's going on, Miss Lady?
You know I got to call in and show some love. You know you got to get on my topic because you keep it real, and you know that. You need to get on it about how the state is out here trying people. When people out here trying with their kids and stuff, and the state is putting people on child support, it's some men out here that don't deserve to be on child support as well as some women out here, especially when people's kids have been taken away from them unlawfully.
Yeah, well, I got to add all that. It's a long list. Listen, today is what's going on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. All right,
and this is the you know, if I'm online too, you can check me out online. You go to if you go on the internet, go to it's called Blog, you know, BLOG, Blog Talk. Oh yeah, it's on the car. I forgot it's on the car. Yeah, you can check that out. Check me out. You know what I mean? I'm on live. You can talk. You can talk to California right now. It's my dog Goofy Bone representing San Jose, California.
What's up, sweetheart?
I'm saying going down real big, and so the topic is what's really going on in the world. Like, you know, North Korea, you know what I'm saying, so-called violated, because they done shot their little rocket off. You know what I'm saying? They sent a satellite into space. These motherfuckers keep talking about they shot a damn rocket. These bitches did not shoot a rocket. They shot a satellite into space. That's why these motherfuckers is mad. That's why they so 38 hot, because they can't do shit now. They done shot the bitch up into space. And now they asking to get spied on, just like they've been spying on fucking North Korea for 100 damn years.
And no, they...
Huh?
You gotta realize that, you know, they don't trust these fools, so they're gonna be on their ass. It's like if a snitch comes to work, and you know that fool's a snitch, you're gonna be watching his every move, because you don't know what this guy's gonna do. Right. So that's what they're doing to these North Koreans.
Yeah, but then it's like they talking about, like, it's the world against North Korea. What the fuck you mean? Korea is Korea. I don't give a damn North-South. If you motherfuckers don't like each other, I guarantee you, when they start bombing goddamn Korea, you some bitches going to come and get right then.
Exactly.
Korea is Korea. Don't matter if you bomb the north of it, you bomb the south of it. You bomb anything in the United States, you bomb the United States. I don't give a damn if you bomb the red states or you bomb the blue states. It ain't no difference. Them motherfuckers is mad. Japan, China, all these some bitches done got on there. How can you punish them? The shit is done. The fucking satellite is up there. Nobody got injured in not Nan country from debris falling down and all the old bullshit they was talking. The bottom line is they hot that they are now being respied back on.
Exactly.
That's the whole bottom line. I don't care what. Well, look it up for yourself. If you don't believe me, please don't believe anything you hear and half of what you read. Do the research for yourself.
And we know you do a lot of investigating, and you look up stuff to make it come to the fact, to make it come to the truth. We already know this.
So you got to do it, because I'll be waiting for somebody to find it and be like, what? And then I'm going to go right back, and I'm going to still find another source to contradict that. I mean, I'm hell-bent on being right, you know what I'm saying, especially when it's something important about, you know, world issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a power, second, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah. And then the second one is the closing of the Guantanamo Bay the solution? You know what I'm saying? Is that a solution? And then where did all the so-called terrorists that was locked up, where the hell they go?
Exactly.
Where did they end up at?
I want to comment on that.
That's shit. These are topics for the day. This is what's really going on Wednesday. I call on this. A lot of times people tune into my show. I do bullshit now. I free my mind and let my ass follow later on. Because that's what blog talk is for. You know what I'm saying? It's for you, your freedom of expression to be you. But if anybody know me, like know me in my hood, they know, man. I don't play, man. I got onto this dude that called my show. As a matter of fact, Goofy, weren't you on the show when the dude called? No, that was on Shy Show. We was on Shy Romance Show. The dude called in, and we in the middle of about to kick a poem, and he called in, sound like he from straight from Iraq or some shit, and called in, talking something. Do you know what is coming? And we like, what? This how he come in into room. Do you know what is coming? I'm like, no. Do you know that Bush is the Antichrist? Obama is the Antichrist. I said, man, Obama is going to mess everything up. I say, how can you mess something up that's already superly fucked up?
Fucked up.
I mean, with a super on it. This so-called comment is superly fucked up. Now, at the same time, when you start speaking about the world, you have to break it down to individual people. I'm going to tell you straight the fuck up. When Obama first, before he even got in, you know, they started talking about, oh, you need to go out and get guns, and he's going to ban our guns. He's going to take our guns. And how in the hell can you take something that you have no earthly control over at all? And that's the gun trade. Guns been around before, but when muskets and shooting metal pellets out the motherfuckers. So a gun just don't mean that it's an automatic and can kill you. Anything is a gun. A BB is a gun. You can get shot close enough, you know, you can get killed with a BB. Shoot you in your ear, your ass will die. You know what I'm saying? So I laughed because I'm like, we got fucking 5 and 6 year olds that walking on the street with a motherfucking pistol in the back of their motherfucking pants. This is reality nowadays. This ain't no game. It ain't no game on these streets. You know what I'm saying? Police don't even be riding around heavily unless it's daytime, because they know at nighttime shit goes down. So I had to go off. I said, you can't compare white America to black America. It's a difference in everywhere in between. Mexicans that come over here, they ain't finna be on the motherfucking white folks side, because they know how niggas get down. We about protecting our shit. Spanish people, and I ain't worried about them going. That's why ain't a lot of Spanish Mexicans, ain't a lot of Hispanics, ain't a lot of Cubans, ain't a lot of nothing but black and white folks that's serving in the motherfucking military.
Because they dumb as hell.
And we was dumb enough. Because I joined for education and to travel. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying, when I went into it, I still, you know, if I had to go to Iraq, I would be one of them stupid motherfuckers over there fighting my brethren right now. And that's why the Iraqi people over there pissed the fuck off. It's because it ain't the crackers over there. It's because niggas is over there killing niggas. And they wonder, what the fuck is you over here killing us for? We ain't even doing shit.
that's just how everything's controlled, you know?
Yeah, man,
that's,
I mean, it's...
have a lock on something.
Yeah, he came talking about something. Yeah, the terrorists came and blew up the towers and okay, so you are telling me, you know we have a no-fly zone, correct? You know what that is? Everybody know what a no-fly zone is. You know that the United States operates under a no-fly fucking zone. Do not bring nothing. I don't give a damn if you got a crop plane. If you bring that shit over certain federally patrol areas, your ass will get shot down. You get warned, but then you're going to get 30 seconds after that, your ass getting shot down. These planes, all that shit that hit the Twin Towers, them planes was in the air over an hour. They had them motherfucking planes on radar for over an hour. They knew the fuck where they was flying to. Then they told them they all of a sudden just fell off a radar and nobody could keep track of them. What? A 7 damn 47. You losing track of a 7 fucking 47 in mid-air. Come on, man. With jets that's been monitoring this motherfucker flying this whole damn time. Their excuse was the jets wasn't patrolling that day. They happened to be on military exercise. What? What does these two patrolmen got to do with the military doing their exercises? I done been there, done that. They don't leave their post. When we do a military games, it's motherfuckers that stay home and they guard the post. They guard everything just in case the enemy do pop off. And we over here playing some damn games. It's not like all the guards is down. You know what I'm saying? Like they trying to paint it. Next issue with the with the Guantanamo Bay release. You know what I'm saying? When they get released or if they gonna get whatever. You know what I'm saying? Are y'all calling them insurgents now? Are they, you know what I'm saying? Are they considered insurgents? Because when all this shit first popped off, you didn't hear no damn insurgent. This is just some new term that came up for the enemy. You know what I'm saying? We didn't hear that. First, it was Iraqi soldiers. Iraqi this, Iraqi that. Then they stopped saying Iraqi. Now they just say it's insurgents. So now when we go to Afghanistan, now we got more insurgents over here. We in China, now it's insurgents over here. What the fuck is an insurgent? I need to look. Matter of fact, y'all made me look that word up. I'm finna look that word up in just a minute.
Speaking of fly zone, DJ Smell So Good. There was some dude in Canada who stole a plane, I think in Washington, and he flew like across a couple of states, and he had like an F-16 on his ass, and he landed the plane and shit. And then he ran from the plane and went into a grocery store where he stayed for a half an hour till they got his ass.
Damn. Hey, that's my point though. It ain't that bullshit that they sitting there talking about, man, please. Our skies are patrolled 24/8, not 7, 24/8. you done seen it for yourself, the big old down here in Florida, man, we got this big-ass fucking plane. I swear that bitch flies, like, almost about to scrape the rooftop of fucking buildings. It flies so low. It is a unmanned aircraft, which everybody keep talking about it was people in that 9/11 shit. It might have been, which I doubt it was. We've been having remote-controlled planes, spy planes, since the 50s. In years, you know what I'm saying, since the 1950s, we've been remotely controlling planes in our airways. So that shit's not new. It might be new if you just waking up to it, but that shit is dead old as, you know what I'm saying, just as quick as you can walk out and go to a hobby shop, buy a model of a plane, buy a body, put a motor on the back of it, put a little receiver, there you go. What it's finna do? It's finna take off remotely. So why you just can't do that on a larger scale?
And you're right. And you know what? I thought I was losing my mind because I saw that plane going over my house one day, and I thought I was just losing my mind that the plane was about to crash.
It looked like it was that low. And it's quiet, though. No engines. You don't hear, like, you know, when a regular airplane lands, you hear that.
At the house.
This shit. Did you hear it? Did you hear it, though? Did you ever hear it? You seen it.
Like
but
a car.
It made no noise. It just was.
The pilot. I saw both of the pilots. It was so close that I saw both of the pilots in the plane.
You probably thought you seen a pilot. You probably seen some images up in that motherfucker. But did you see a bitch wave at you?
No, but it was like if I was to stand three people on top of a body that was at least 6 foot tall, you could touch the plane. That's how close it was to
my
house.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's down here, man. And these are the little spy planes that they're using to patrol the hood. You know what I'm saying? They flying them over your house. Shit can see what the fuck you're doing inside your house and all
yeah.
that. You know what I'm saying? That's what they're doing. You know, they're trying to find all who the fuck doing what. Which is totally a violation of your privacy, but what is privacy nowadays? You know what I'm saying? As soon as you log on to the internet, your privacy was violated. As soon as you signed up to the motherfucking telephone company, your privacy was violated. As soon as you got internet or cable, your privacy was already violated because that's what when they get your information, they sell it. They selling your shit off. And that's what the money game is for. Right now, I can type in any one of y'all names. I guarantee you give me 20 seconds, I'll be to your motherfucking house without you saying anything.
Shit, with the address. Now you have it where you
that's
can go.
That's what this would up. A reverse phone lookup. I can take Goofy Bones' number right the fuck now. Type the damn number in. I guarantee you I can tell you where you at, Goofy Bones. You want to find out?
And the tag. Your car tag is a motherfucker also. That's why I register my tag out of state. All my cars are registered out of state because a bitch can find you by your tag. Know who owns your house, everything.
Let's check this out. Let's do a little experiment here. We finna go and we finna try to... Don't say nothing, Goofy Bone. You just sit there and chill. Sit there and chill. Do a little experiment. Now, if you all like to figure out what the fuck I'm doing, you can go to free411.com and you can do this shit yourself. You can click on more options, select reverse phone lookup, and then type in the telephone number. Let's see here.
What good?
And let's see what pops up. Let's see what we got here. All right, so it do say you calling from a cell phone. You unpublished or it's unavailable, but you stay in San Jose, California. That is at least your location. Mm-hmm. We've got a population of 894 people. Your total household is 276,000. Your minimum age is 32. And your median household income, meaning what average people are making, is $70,000 a year, $243. Now, if I really want to go into it a little bit more, I can actually click and then pay one of these old fuck-ass sponsored links on the side and get your whole record for like $40. Yeah. Yeah. It gives you the current name and address that's registered to this cell phone. You feel me? So you thinking that you on... Matter of fact, your carrier specific bail?
Who?
Yours.
Mine?
Yeah.
No, mine is AT&T.
That's the same company. They bought out. Yeah, either one of them bought out each other. Damn, and they got a discount. Hell, I can get your information for $4.95 right now. It was $15. Area, which is zip code, your zip code is 95112?
No, mine is 95127.
Yeah, it's close enough. That shit, it's in your area.
Yeah.
That shit is in your area. I was like, man, this shit don't make no sense, man. It really don't, you know. As a matter of fact, hold on, I ain't think I could look up your shit, God. Look your shit up, God, since I'm on this, you know. It's just a little. I'm going to get y'all some news, too, man. We had some shit pop off in the news. Where is it at? What's that? Y'all know old Obama went overseas and been hanging out over there with Iraq and shit, whatever.
Yeah,
I think that's why Miss Black ain't been on, though, because, you know, she ain't been on in a couple of days. I think it's because of the damn presidential visit. You know, they got to do the dog and pony show when he come in and shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, hey, you guys got to stop bombing. We got Obama coming over here. It's not Bush.
We're just everything on hold for right now.
You know what I'm saying? The war is temporary over 2 days. We'll be back. I mean, straight up, man. That's how our world is working, man. Let me see. Hold on. Let me look this up. 813. Let's see who we got here. Call, got another cell phone caller from Tampa, Florida. Alright, yeah, you cell phone callers, y'all think y'all slick. The information is here now. Your information is here. Goddamn Pace done sold the motherfucking shit. That's what it was. See, it used to be known as Verizon. Cellco partnership is now Verizon. You know what I'm saying? So your old company is probably still AT&T, but Pacific Bell done bought their ass out.
No.
Or is it vice versa?
It's
been a lot of buyouts and shit. You know what I'm saying? So-called buyouts. That's what killed me, too. You know what I'm saying? How the hell y'all was both competitors? But now, you know what I'm saying, the shit done hit the fan, and I'm buying you out. But we were both doing the same exact things, making the same exact amount of money. No, I left that question open, though. Yeah, that did kind of confuse me. Oh, okay. He done fell off. He'll call back in a second, though. Some dog goofy bone. He riding on the L train, you know what I'm saying? He catch the bus, he catch the train, he catch all kind of transportation to get him to and fro on his grind, you know what I'm saying? But, and then I got, let me see. What I got? I think I got one more. And, no, that was the last one, yeah. That was the last one. All right, so that's the kind of little, you know, question that I basically just kind of focusing on, you know what I'm saying, them type of issues. Matter of fact, I have a call shot to have her talk about those issues you relating to. I got to actually do a special show, Child Protective Service show, because Child Protective Service so fucking off the chain, man. It's just shit. If you parents don't tighten the hell up and start taking care of y'all motherfucking kids correctly, and you let Child Protective Service get your kids, you might as well beat the shit out of their ass on your own. You might as well abuse them and did everything before they got their hands on them, so at least they'll be prepared to go through some bullshit.
And that's right. And, you know, I'm the type of parent that before a Child Protective Service even get the kids, I try to come in and try to help parents and get their kids. And even though I'm on the streets and doing this for free on my own, I just have a heart because I've been through it with somebody manipulating me when I was 4 and I didn't have anything. So instead of these women being manipulated and their children going to state, I try to get the kids and help them out and everything.
That's the best thing to do.
Oh, and even though you think I'm balling because you see me in the hood, I'm not balling. I'm just a child of God that like to give back what God has given to me.
Oh, well, I just said that, girl. I don't shit me. If your ass is in the hood, how the fuck you balling?
Exactly.
Sorry, I mean, I'm just, you know, being real. Now, if your ass is in the hood riding around with a motherfucking Hummer and some 24s in that bitch, you need to get the fuck out the hood.
Exactly.
That means that's a level, it's called progression, you know what I'm saying? And it's a level of progression. Even, you know what I'm saying, when you get to a certain level, you come into motherfucking $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 nowadays, because that's the only amount that really means something, you know what I'm saying? But you come out with that kind of money, what is the purpose of you standing in the hood and being stressed because now you got money, but you know damn well everybody else on the block ain't got that type of money on you?
Can I comment on that?
What's up?
Well, I'm a baby baller. I ain't, you know, Jim Jones, you know, money out my pocket every day. But, you know, I got some things. But, shit, I can't leave the hood regardless, you know. This is my hood. It's my home. I don't care if I'm broke or not.
Right,
rich,
but I mean, the hood is the hood. But it's called, what I mean by progression is, once you get, I'm 30 now, you feel me? I mean,
yeah.
I'm still in the hood every single day. But I'm stressed out because every time I go to the hood, there's little niggas around there robbing, there's little niggas doing this, there's little niggas doing that. You know what I'm saying? So if me feeling comfortable, how do I look like riding through the hood? And like, we still do have cats, though. They ride through the hood with the Hummers, with the rims. But then they go into a motherfucking one-bedroom half a shack. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. Prioritize yourself. Go get you a...
Okay.
If you can ride around on that type of shit, go get you a nice home. You feel me? Fix your shit up.
Yeah, no, I
but don't
I get
have
you.
The,
I get
don't keep the hood mentality. You know what I'm saying? Get out of that hood mentality and upgrade yourself. It's cool to live in the hood. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
At the same time, it's how you living in the hood. It's nice. It's nice
yeah.
homes in the hood. You know what I'm saying? It's nice homes. Yeah, it's nice homes in the hood, but I ain't seen half of these cats, you know what I'm saying? They riding around with $5,000 rims on their shit, but they don't even have a fucking bank account or no kind
yeah.
of, you know, no direction to even invest their money in. So that means you have to get out your hood in order to know that there's other shit out there to invest in. It's other shit to get into, you know what I'm saying? Besides just going to the bar every night with your homeboy and y'all get fucked up and then that's your daily routine every fucking night.
Hey, you know what? You know, it smells so good. That's how my routine was before, you know, I really started getting into the music thing. Now I'm everywhere. You know,
now
I'm in Crystal every morning, you know, slanging, you know, tapes. And, you know, I'm just everywhere trying to network. And, you know, I feel what you're saying because, you know, the hood is the hood. Regardless if you're rich or poor, you know, you're still in the motherfucking hood. It doesn't change.
Yeah, that's
but
real. You can take the hood. You can take a person out of the hood, but you can't take the hood out of the person.
Exactly. But see, these little kids that are coming up, that's where you got to come up and say, hey, you know, this is my hood when you're in your daddy's sack. So you motherfucker respect me. In order, if you want respect, you got to respect me, and then I'm going to give it to you right back. But, you know, you can't just come around trying to make a name for yourself if you ain't, you know,
exactly.
if you're just a baby kid in the hood, you know?
Yeah. You let these baby kids in the hood, and you take them a baby if you want to, and they pull that goddamn strap out of the small of their backs.
It will.
And it's not a game, man. I'm telling you, it's not a game, dog. I mean, two
yeah.
years ago, I'm on my block, you know what I'm saying, right before school started, you know what I'm saying? I'm selling my little mixtapes and shit. It's like 10 o'clock at night. And it's just the Lord, you know what I'm saying, giving you just, you know, messages. For 15 minutes while this whole fucking robbery went down, right around the corner from where she live at now, on a main fucking street, right on 34th and Chelsea. I mean, this is on a four-way corner. There's no way I could have been, you know, nobody couldn't have seen me. But for these 15 minutes that went by that I got robbed and these little jits put a pistol to my motherfucking head and a pistol to my back and the guns was bigger than they goddamn hands. You feel me? And the only thing I feel in my heart is because they needed some fucking school clothes money and the parents ain't providing that. You know what I'm saying? The parents trying to look fresher than the goddamn kids so they can go out to the clubs, you know what I'm saying, and find
right,
another nobody.
Pick up kids in the hood because there are mothers out there that's like that, or they would take care of a man before they take care of their kids.
But
and I just don't understand that. I don't understand
yeah,
that.
That's wrong right there.
805, man. Hold on, y'all. I got another call off in here. We got a double Cali sensation off in here. You know what I'm saying? We got 805, and we got 408. Now we got Heat Waves, and we got Goofy Bone. Now we got San Jose, and we got damn near. Wait. What part of 805 is 805?
Yo, man, this is 805 Ventura County, man.
Oh, Ventura County.
Ventura County. Okay. Where
that
sound
by?
What's that?
Isn't that by Bakersfield?
It's around there a little bit between Santa Barbara and Los Angeles.
Santa B. All right, y'all already know how we doing it then. So we got Double Cali's off in the building, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to Snoop Dogg and all my smoking crew out there. We got 813 in the building, you know what I'm saying, holding it down.
Hey, you got Goofy Bone up in here, man?
Yeah, man, y'all already know, man. Goofy,
what up,
listen
Goofy
here,
Bone?
Man. Goofy Bone, I'm making a special fucking award for Goofy Bone, man. I mean, for the most dedicated goddamn fan on at least my show. I mean, for a person to call me on the damn train, and then a person to get off the train and call me from the fucking city bus, still just to catch my show at 9 in the morning. You
that's
motherfuckers, y'all some beasts to me. Y'all some beasts, because shit, you call my phone at 9 in the morning, you going to catch a groggy-ass attitude. Yeah, somebody fired on went off and shit.
No, I'm just getting off the train right now.
Oh, see, I was like, damn, somebody upset a fire and shit. Girl, check your house. Girl, the kids burning it down.
Goofy ball, they letting you smoke on the train, man?
I wish they did.
last time we had Goofy Bone call into the 805 heat waves last time, man. This guy was smoking blunt after blunt after blunt. I think he smoked like 4 blunts, he said.
Yeah, man. That's how we get down,
man.
Daily routine, huh? That's how we get down. I just don't happen to have none. And like I say, I stay outside the hood. I don't stay no, I don't walk from where I live at now. I don't walk to the hood and I don't walk back because somebody done pissed me off and it take me that long, you know what I'm saying, to calm down. So I don't walk, you know what I'm saying? I don't walk from the so-called hood to the so-called whatever the fuck this is, you know what I'm saying, where I'm living at, you know? But the shit don't change. It's stupidity, though, wherever you go, it just changes. Now I went from getting jacked to then they're getting ran over by an old-ass person in a car that's bigger than their family, you know, because she can't see over the fucking steering wheel, or he or she can't see over the fucking steering wheel. Or I got fucking drunk drivers. That's all the fuckers out here. It's a bunch of goddamn drunks. I moved away from the hood. I moved away from the pothead and the crackheads, powderheads, and getting jacked to come out here to get almost ran over. And doubly get ran over by a drunk driver who loses all fucking senses when they drinking and driving. So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
you know,
that's hood, some shit right there.
Hood is fucking hood, wherever you go. This is called Carol Hood. They call it Carol Wood. I call this shit Carol Hood. This is a fucking hood. Yeah, man, Carol Hood. Hell yeah. Staying out here with the so-called white folks. But, man, listen here. It's niggas everywhere you go.
Exactly.
I don't care what. Go to Mexico. I guarantee you, there's a nigga in that bitch with a sombrero on.
Yeah, there's some niggas in Mexico.
Feel me? Talk about what's up. What's up, Padre? You know what I'm saying? Everywhere, man. Go to Alaska. I guarantee you, it's some motherfucking dude balled up with a fat Alaskan bitch, you know what I'm saying, just to keep warm, because it's colder than the motherfucker. So you probably want no skinny chicks up there, but I guarantee you up there. Go to the North Pole, find a Santa Claus ass. Look at it off in the distance. If you see a motherfucking igloo and that bitch look like it just ain't a regular igloo, I guarantee you it's a nigga off in there with a fat Samoan laid up and they getting it on to they self. So, now, the hood everywhere you go. You know what I'm saying? When I come to Cali, I'm making it my motherfucking hood.
Come through.
And I expect y'all to do the same.
Come through.
Make my home your home and vice versa. I'm going to make your home my home. That's how I do. You know, you invite me down there, shitting me. I'm taking my shoes off. Yeah, I'm going to let you know. Can I fire up before I come in here? All right. Well, I'm standing outside for a couple hours.
Shit, I'm ready to go down there and go on vacation and leave on probation.
Y'all already know. As long as you know the motto, you know how to govern yourself accordingly.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah, you just don't listen. A couple of the laws. You can come down here burning, put some tin on your windows, keep your windows up.
There's a little bit of the hood right there.
Keep your tag. Really, you want to keep your tag in somebody else in your mama name. You want to put that bitch in your mama name. This is just some real G shit I'm putting out here on the radio. If you ever want to come down here, this is how you want to run it. Because rental cars, they already own rental cars. That's first thing they pulling over. Really, it's people in rental cars. That's all we do. You know what I'm saying? They jump in the rental car and just splurge around town. You know, ain't got a motherfucking place to go. But they got some fucking money to burn. You know what I'm saying? $30 a day on the goddamn charger and shit. You know, but you ain't even going nowhere. You know, but that's what they look for. You know what I'm saying? They look for stupid people just be riding around wasting money. So that means out-of-towners, you guys are stupid people for wasting money to come down here to Tampa, Florida. That's how they're looking at you.
Therefore,
goddamn it, we finna take care of you. I can't stand our police. But y'all just heard that the police, it was three of them that just got ambushed and killed. down here. Yeah, the dude sat in the bushes and waited for the ass and popped the shit out the ass, popped 98 shots off in him. Three officers damn sure did. And I ain't condoning. I ain't saying, you know what I'm saying? What the hell Bernie Mac say? What the fuck you say? I don't think he should have killed him, but I understand. You know what I'm saying? It's one of them. Yeah, you gotta have that type of mentality because these motherfuckers.
It goes both ways.
Yeah, it go both ways. Yeah, it do. But our law down here, man, just so crooked. Oh, law, it don't even make no sense. It makes no sense. They had to make a law, and this just got enacted like 2-3 years ago. They had to make a law for all police officers to stop hitting. And I'm saying niggas because I ain't never heard a white dude get hit on his bicycle to stop hitting so-called suspects off the bicycle in order to detain them. That's how they do down here. They hit you with that big-ass grill they have on the front. Oh, yeah, they plow right into you. Then that's how they, you know what I'm saying, so-called stop.
My phone is going dead.
Yeah. Well, check this out, y'all. Hang on now. Chain, charge up, get online, do whatever you got to do. I'm finna get off in one of these cuts, you know what I'm saying, representing Cali real big, because y'all already know how to do. Send me your music, and it will definitely get played. I play in it and everything. I don't care what kind of music it is, poker, bluegrass, goddamn it, send it. I play it on this shit. That's what I do. So, we're going to get into my favorite song to start it out. Favorite new song, you know what I'm saying, ever since he done sent it to me. This is from Straight Loke Records, you know what I'm saying, big ups my dog Goofy Bone, Bruce, LBX, In the Sky, and new member, Big Griff, Greasy. Yeah, the Big Greasy. Oh, wait, man, I got his ass muted, my bad.
Big Grizz.
Okay, yeah, so big up Big Grizz. And this is What's up? And I say that, man. Y'all got to listen to the hook. The hook just had you fucking dying, man. Who was singing the hook, Goof?
Be honest with you, that was me. I was trying to... Like I tried to be like a Billy Ocean and shit.
Oh, shit. Okay, now I can definitely doubly laugh every time I hear this shit. Okay.
I had to let you know, man.
Cause this motherfucker, when it's like he took a what up?
I try to sound like a sexy Billy Ocean.
Oh man, I'm stop talking and let y'all be a judge for yourself. What's up? This is my dog Goofy Bone, man. Big ups 805-408 in the building.
Yeah. Now we can do it all day till the sun goes down. Baby, while you frowning, put on a smile. Let me see them cheeks like you posing for Colgate. You looking hella sexy when your hair is so straight. The way you put it on me, no girl does. Give me the shine like you wanna.
Cali! California!
All day is a must. San Jose living got your boy clean cut. I like you in the mouth of bottom tuck your butt. When you moving up and down, girl, that's what's up. Tell me what you want, I'll tell you what I need. I'm down to please you. Down to please me. Me, freaky things, anything. The club got a two, you should come home with
come
me.
Home with me.
Watch me get tipsy. Up at the club, doing what I can. I'm just an average thug, trying to fuck this beautiful thing. Nice big kiss with a nice little slang.
I'm from the evil side.
Yeah, from the hood. Knowing how I do it, it's all good. Going out to the charge to get a number. Then I say, why don't you come over? Get up in the sheets with me. The big ball coming around the town. Yeah, she's singing my song. As she walks in my hood, straight to the room. Yeah, you know what's up.
Just to see what's up.
looking so hot. I read you like a book just to get to your plot. Now don't take this wrong, just some words in a song, but I really just wanna hit it all night long.
All night long?
Yeah, all night long. Girl, drop that thong, let's get it on. Feet on the bed, lean your head on the floor. Tell me what you like and I'll do that some more.
Yeah.
So fresh, so clean up on the scene. Stamping out, cause that was all up in my dreams.
Yeah.
See you chillin', all alone up in the corner. Tell the bartender, have you come over. Mix up a few drinks with me. Now tell me, can we kick it later on tonight when we leave? Baby, it's last call, you ready to fall?
What?
Whisper in your ear just to see what's up.
Just to see what's up.
Goddamn funniest song coming out of Cali right there, man. That's what's up.
Hey, you know what? We're supposed to have a singer to do that, but dude got caught with some coke, and now he's doing five years to 10 years right now.
Damn. What?
So before we had that hook, he had it and everything, and then he got busted and, like, so many girls wanted to hear that song, so I had to do my little thing, you know what I mean?
Hey, I mean, why y'all ain't get a female to do it then?
Oh, nah, because the chick that you hear in the background, that was my homeboy's ex-lady, and we barely got her that day to do, you know, the background.
Oh, that
looked,
yeah, yeah.
And then the next day he dumps her ass, so we never see her again. So that was it.
Damn. Hell no, that's crazy though. Hey, 805, what you got going on, man? What's popping, man? Tell me what's going on with you.
Oh man, I'm just calling in, man. I'm just checking out the show, you know, just chilling, man.
Just chilling. All right, that's what's up, man. Y'all.
Not much right now, man. I gotta get something to grub in a little bit though.
Now you burn? Do you burn?
Am I what? Blazing?
Do you burn? Yeah.
Yeah, I smoke, man. I'm not smoking right now, man. My fucking lighter just died. I was actually gonna try to hit some weed, man, but I gotta go get another lighter.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what's up. I'm sending you one cyberly. I'm gonna virtually fire you up and shit. Hold on.
Just a burn one for me, huh?
You know what I'm saying? I ain't got shit, man. I'm gonna fire one of these fucking ass artificial goddamn little cigars and shit with my mama. She be smoking on these little ass some little nasty ass cigar. They menthol, so I can deal with them and shit. But I'm about to walk across town to get me a sack, boy. It's going shit. You know, being like shit. I have to put the damn show on autopilot, cause man, it's getting to that point, boy. That's why I feel sorry for all y'all cigarette smokers out there, cause man, I know what you go through, but I know what your pocket's going through. Yeah. Damn, I mean, I got a smoking habit.
Hey, check it out, man. Fuck cigarettes. I don't even like those things, man. I went and I bought my lady a pack of cigarettes in the morning, man, and fucking, I don't even like those things, man. But
what'd you pay for?
No, I'm sitting there, man. And I was like, just kicking a little rap. I mean, I know it ain't the greatest.
Hello.
What happened? We lost him.
We lost somebody.
But me? What's that?
Oh, okay. No, you faded out on us. Still fading out. You're going to, like, stand still.
All right, man. We're breaking up, man, so I wasn't really able to hear all that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Are you moving? Are you driving or something?
Nah, man. I'm not, man. I'm sitting in the car right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I don't know why it cut out on us and shit. What you were saying, though?
No, I was just like, I just like, came up with this little tiny rap, you know, it's like, where I say, you know, you got to quit when you can't even work an hour and pay for a pack of cigarettes. Cause shit is getting so expensive, but me, I wouldn't spend my money on. I forgot something. I wouldn't spend my money on a death wish, you know. Because, I mean, I don't really like cigarettes, man. I hate those damn things, man.
Yeah, I hate
when people smoke them. I fucking hate them, man.
Yeah, I'm not a cigarette person either.
Yeah,
I'll buy me a zip and roll that shit up, and that's my cigarettes right there.
That's right.
What the hell is a zip? Well, y'all know we got different. Y'all know we got different smoking terms and shit now. So
it's an ounce, man. A zip is an OZ, an ounce.
It's an ounce.
I don't know. Okay, shit. I can't go up there talking about a zip. Then I thought y'all was talking about a little 20 bag or something. Shit.
Damn.
Goofy
bombs a chimney, so he needs his shit. I tell you, everyone that goes to Straight Loc Records. You know, I smoked them like 3-4 blunts, and they're done, but I'm still going, and they keep staring at me like, what the fuck are you on, man? How do you do this shit? And I still function like a normal person and shit. But, you know, I'm high, you know, acting goofy and shit. But
that's what makes you.
That's what makes me mate.
You know, everybody asking me now, they like, damn, Smell, what you doing for the 420 party? What you doing for the... Man, I'm gonna tell y'all, when I did a 420 part in 2005, you got to go on my MySpace to see and click into the pictures to actually see how big the blunts is. I mean, I'm telling you, I got blunt. We rolled blunts longer than your arm. I don't give a damn how long your arm is.
Oh, it smells so good. I rolled one of those that remember you put on my page and you said this is how we do it. I got a picture for you. We rolled one of them.
Man, is it the one with my homeboy holding it?
No, it was you holding it, and your hat was backwards, and you're all staring at it. I think it was like about 3 blunts all together in one.
Okay.
It was a long-ass one. That's what we did.
Okay.
We did 3 Optimos in one. And just, I got a picture. I'm going to put it on my MySpace.
What? I clicked on somebody. That's you with the damn cross blunt and
shit.
Yeah, that was me. Yeah, I'm saying, hell fucking nah. That shit, you know, I be trying to smoke that shit in public, you know what I'm saying? Oh, look at, he's desecrating the cross. Yes, I am. Thank you, Lord. For this.
Yeah, but they got to realize that's not meaning for God, you know? It's just a cross, you know? It's you know, it's a cross blunt.
A cross, but did you smoke it?
Yeah, hell yeah.
So, I mean, how you smoke something like that, though?
Well, you light all 3 ends, and then from where you smoke.
You
bullshit. I'm serious. You never seen Pineapple Express?
A what?
You never seen Pineapple Express?
Pineapple Express.
Like, who? Poly Express? I seen that. The kids movie.
it's called Pineapple Express. Go rent that tonight.
I don't rent shit. What website can I get it off of?
I've seen that movie, man. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to look that shit up, man.
Instead of the cross joint, I did a cross blunt.
Pineapple Express. This is like a smoker's movie or something?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a funny movie, man.
Okay. It just came out?
Last year.
Yeah,
not too long ago.
Yeah, 2008. Okay, so let's see here. Netflix. Yeah, I know you punk motherfuckers got it. Let me see. Somebody only got it for free. I just got to find it. That's what the internet is for, goddammit.
Try YouTube.
But yeah, but then they don't even. That's what I was trying to figure out, too, because I've seen a couple of actual movies on YouTube, but then they always, you know, try to trip on that 10-minute bullshit. That's why I don't know.
Then you got to go to each clip.
Yeah, and keep clipping.
Halfway through the movie, and you can't find the next clip, and it's all wrong, and then the recording's all fucked up.
Yeah, let me see. Movies. You know about movieswatch.net?
Nah, I don't.
Yeah, that's an actual free online movie site. It's Watch. Hold on, let me actually find it. I don't know. I'm like telling you. I think it is watchmovies.net. Watchmovies.net. Okay, or is it .com? Movies. Yeah, I wanted my homegirl to call back in. Now she, I'm gonna actually set up a special show for her because she going into some shit down here with, I mean, like I say, CPS, which is Child Protective Services, you know what I'm saying? Whatever y'all might be called, HRS and all the other shit, same fucking people, same crooked-ass motherfucking people, you know what I'm saying? So what ended up happening, she had a hard life and shit when she grew up, you know what I'm saying? So when she had one of her kids, you know what I'm saying? At that time, she couldn't. I guess I don't really know the full story. The way she was telling me, though, she didn't have the finances and the mental stability to be able to take care of the boy. So, you know what I'm saying? The state took the boy, you know what I'm saying, put him up for adoption. So they told her. So for the past, I guess, you know, 6-7 years, the boy been staying with this family. You know what I'm saying? And then when I don't know, whatever it was, she want the boy back. You know, the lady that you just talked to on the phone, she want the boy back. You know what I'm saying? And one of her motivations is because where the boy is at, like the family, they run a barbecue place down here. And, I mean, they work the dog. I don't know if they working the dog shit out of them, because you only can work as hard as you make yourself work. You know what I'm saying? So if you work the dog shit out yourself, then, yeah, you going to get the dog shit worked out you. You know, learn how to work easier. But, I mean, he's a child, so, you know, he going to do whatever pretty much adults say. So she's seeing this, you know what I'm saying? So this is making her man stop. They got my boy out there. He come from home from school, and all he do is be up at that place all day. So I'm like, well, okay, you know. But she hot because when she went to go look up the adoption information and shit, come to find out the family the child ain't even adopted, put it that way. He just with another family.
They said legally?
Not legally. He's not legally adopted. You know what I'm saying? Like, this family is supposed to legally adopt him. You know what I'm saying?
But they didn't do it.
Right. And this came from Child Protective Services. So basically, y'all just gave somebody child away with no paper trail on it.
I mean, doesn't she have, like, a case on that?
Yeah, well, I mean, she you know, had to go and get her lawyer and all this kind of shit right now. I mean, she got something open. But, you know what I'm saying, this is her little personal investigation. And this is how she found out how to have to go that route. You know what I'm saying? Because she was just trying to see the boy. And you know what I'm saying, just to, you know, keep that. You know, after she found that out, then that's when she was like, well, shit, I at least want to see him. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't even got no paper on him and shit. You know, he is my son. You know what I'm saying? And she doing better now. You know what I'm saying? She got other, you know, kids in the household. That, you know what I'm saying, it's company for the child, you know what I'm saying, like he'll be in the house by himself, you know, got brothers and sisters and shit like that, and, but I don't know, man, she really wants some help, you know what I'm saying, and I'm going to set up a show just to really, that whole hour, you know what I'm saying, we're just going to kind of, you know, talk about those type of issues, missing kids and runaways and, you know what I'm saying, just problems with kids in houses growing up and shit, because, I mean, one thing that I tell her, and I keep it blood raw when I talk to people, you know what I'm saying, I'm not finna sit up there and sugarcoat nothing. If you don't like what I'm saying, just tell me to shut the fuck up, and I'll get that point better than you looking mad at me and shit because of what I'm steadily saying, and it's just steadily getting you hot. What I tell her, though, he ain't the youngest, he like the third to the youngest, you know what I'm saying? The oldest boy, 18, so he like 16, probably like 16. But since he was 15, I mean, when I walked up into the club one day, I walked up into this club on a Saturday, and I sell the hemp pops, you know what I'm saying, the herb lollipops and shit. I sell all that kind of herb candy. So I'm sitting up in the club. We got invited to come down and sell it in the club. So when we up in the club, I'm walking through, you know what I'm saying? I'm selling my candy and shit. I look over to the side. It's this little nigga up in the club at 15. This little nigga's up in the club with a painted on fucking outfit. I mean, that's how skinny, that's how tight the goddamn outfit was. Like, he painted that bitch on. And I'm looking around, the club. I'm seeing packs of chicks over here, pack of chicks over here. But damn, the bitch in the middle of all these packs of chicks look mighty fucking rough. I turn my head. I'm looking over here. It's a group of niggas over here. But the main nigga in the middle got his goddamn shirt turned up like he old fucking back door band. So I'm like, man, I had to ask my own girl. I said, what the fuck is the night? What is the theme for the night? Because I know the theme, the normal theme for the night is thugs. That's a thug club. Saturday night, these bitches done turned the motherfucker to rainbow night. And if nobody don't know what the fuck a rainbow is, because I always thought it was a box of Lucky Charms, that's a new meaning now for rainbow. There's no more fruit flavors. That's for fags and lesbians. You know what I'm saying? So when you see the little fucking and that's so much of an abomination how they fuck our kids up mentally. You know the goddamn little Peter Pan fairy and shit?
Yeah.
Man, look at half Tinkerbell. Look at half of the motherfucking gay people, lesbians that wear them shirts, and you will see that goddamn Tinkerbell on their motherfucking shirts. That's
terrible.
Fucked up. That's fucked up because now our kids are seeing that shit on your motherfucking ass, and then they're gonna relate that to the cartoons. Like, well, damn. So Tinkerbell is gay. Tinkerbell ain't even fucking nothing in the goddamn cartoons.
Can't even get a dick up in her. She's so damn tiny.
Yeah, you're too tiny. So where is the gay shit coming in at with Tinkerbell? Peter Pan. Yeah, okay, I can kind of see that. You know what I'm saying? But Tinkerbell. Yeah, man, our whole, you know, the imagery for our kids is fucked up. Put it that way. You know what I'm saying?
That's hella wrong.
That's really, yeah, man, it's really just, you know, ate the fuck up. Let me see, well, anybody in the chat room? Well, we had Stunner off in the chat room. Big up, Stunner. You know what I'm saying? And Hellraiser Entertainment, you know, coming through checking us out. You already know. Got Goofy Bone on the line. Smells so good all the time. You know, I ain't got no pine, but fuck. Yeah. I'm going to get in a couple more cuts, man. Hold on the line. We're going to go ahead and twirl out a little bit. I got to.
Smells so good. I'll call you right back.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. That's what's
all
up.
Right.
Get into some news. Big ups, Callie. You know what I'm saying? All my fans, faithful listeners. You know what I'm saying? Supporters. Everybody who holds it down. Wrecking the Game Radio, 813 all the way across the world, man. It's nothing but love, nothing but respect, you know what I'm saying, that you're going to get from me. You know what I'm saying? And I welcome anybody. If you ever come to my show, please, I don't care. Blog Talk Radio is for networking. It is a social network. It is not your personal whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? I went to this old gay-ass nigga show, and you know what I'm saying? And the nigga gonna sit up there and ban me from his little fuck-ass show because they sitting on there making prank calls to people phone and shit. And that's all that him and his friends could seem to do. You know what I'm saying? Couldn't come up with no motherfucking real issues or nothing to really utilize the program positively for. You know what I'm saying? All he want to do is call motherfucking people at the job, at the hospital, and do Ricky Smiley dumb man shit. You know what I'm saying? It's a profession for that. You know what I'm saying? And that's what Ricky Smiley is for. That's his profession. That's what he does. All you other fake crony-ass motherfuckers out there that's trying to bite off of what's already been done for years, you need to start somewhere else and be more creative and come up with something else, man. Utilize your time for a lot better other shit, including no Mr. BC, which I can't even say his name. But everybody know this old punk-ass dude, Pete BC, middle finger to you. You know what I'm saying? And the topics, the way that you handle your business on your show. You know what I'm saying? It was very rude, man. I mean, this dude sitting up there wanting we talking about, you know, religion. We trying to come up with solutions. I call the phone to tell them that, you know what I'm saying? The whole problem with religion is it's set up to do just what it's doing. It causes conflict. That's all it is. It causes conflict between people. Oh, you a Muslim and I'm a Christian. Oh, I don't like you. What you mean you don't like me? I'm praising to the same creator that you praising to. So why you don't like me? You know, and there's nobody really in any religion that practices exactly what the religion says. You know what I'm saying? They don't do eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. You know what I'm saying? You still chop off a bitch hand. You know what I'm saying? Some religions practice that. Some religions don't. You know, but then the ones that don't, looking at the ones that do, like they're wrong, and the ones that's doing it, looking at everybody else like they're wrong, because y'all ain't doing it. Therefore, it's doing what? It's keeping everybody divided. It's keeping everybody off of the simple path that we all need to be on, and that's togetherness. If we can't be together, then we're going to be lost forever. if you ask me what religion I am, I'm non-denomination. Only thing I believe in is the Lord. I believe that there is a creator of us all. There's one divine creator. He created everything that you see in his image, which spawned off from black folks, which spawned off to everything else that we have right now. If you don't agree with me, okay, so what? That's my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Go look up the fact then. You know what I'm saying? Go look up what it is. I forgot. I have to find it. I'm going to find it because I don't even like to just kick shit out there and send people in a direction. I want to send you to it. You know what I'm saying? Then you can figure it out yourself and then go on other places and you know what I'm saying, and figure out what the deal is. But, all right, I'm gonna wait until I get a bunch of more calls and we'll get back into some more issues and I'll line the phone up and we'll get all into that. So appreciate everybody. Once again, you can call in live 347-237-5125. That's 347-237-5125. Matter of fact, I'm probably trying to get my dog Slave Man Boots SMB on the line, man. So this is how we do it. Big Us Okeechobee, Florida. This is Rod B and the new group Forever Money. It's called Sex Appeal.
Yo, Thug got it sexy, baby. Forever Money in this thing.
What a new love, mama. What's your name? I used to be a player, but you make me wanna change. Make me cheat, wanna wife you, and that for real. You got a nigga going crazy about your sex appeal. You got a nigga going crazy about your sex appeal. Make a cheat, wanna wife you, and that's for real. You got a nigga going crazy about your sex appeal. You make a cheat, wanna wife you, and that's for real. I'm sitting on the fame high like a skyscraper. I roll with a cheat in the lat, blowing paper. Now we take a trip to Paris for a vacation. Down on bending knees like boys have been on hesitation. Now I'm blowing up, they know me everywhere I go. I get the panties when you hear me on the radio. Hand to hand, cameras flashing on the red carpet. I'm thug now, X-rated, make it fuck your harder. I see you ride through the city and you look good. Wanna spend the night with a G, I wish you would. I get your head and nails done just to see you get it. My old homie getting jealous when they see you with it. So get it right, or I'll be the only fuck with lame. I'm from the streets, baby, but you make me wanna change. I get to your blood raw, I don't play games. And when I get you in the streets, I'ma bring the pain. What is new love, mama, what's your name?
Your name.
I used to be a player, but you make me wanna change.
Wanna change.
Make a cheat, wanna wife you, and that for real.
That for
you
real.
Got a nigga going crazy about your sex
real
appeal.
Nigga,
you got a nigga going crazy about your sex
real
appeal.
Nigga,
you make a cheat, wanna wife you, and that for real. You got a nigga going crazy about your sex appeal.
Real
make
nigga,
a cheat, wanna
thing.
Wife you, and that for real.
I love my bitch, yes, yes, I mean my chick. Her male skin, cool like a Jamaican.
Yep.
Wanna change, wanna wife you, and that for real. You got a nigga going crazy.
got a nigga going crazy about your sex appeal. You make a G, wanna wife you, and that for real. You got a nigga going crazy about your sex appeal. You make a G, wanna wife you, and that for real.
Trick Daddy artist on Don't Write a Record, representing the whole Miami-Dade County. And I fuck with my nigga, DJ Smell So Good. Uh-huh.
I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. Nigga, I ain't like everybody
Already know live right back here on Wrecking the Game Radio. It's your boy DJ Smell So Good, aka DJ Smell So Hood. If you're nasty, y'all already know, don't put it past me. It's what's really going on Wednesdays up in here. And I got boy, look at here. I got one of the sexiest women I done met, boy, in a while, representing ATL. You know what I'm saying? I had to do some behind the scenes exclusive calling. You know what I'm saying? Goofy, you there, homie?
I'm still here, man. I just called in.
Okay, well, yeah, man, I got, ooh wee, boy, I got a luscious lady on the line. I got Miss Akira Love Lee is in the building.
Hello, Akira Love Lee.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, now this is Goofy Bone representing San Jose, California. You know what I'm saying? One of my number one fans and listeners. You know what I'm saying? Right here, Wrecking the Game Radio. So he be holding down real big for the whole California area. Big ups to everybody in the 408, 805. You know what I'm saying? All the way across Cali. You know what time it is. And we got Miss Akira. So what it do, lady? What's happening?
What's up? What's happening, people? How you doing, folks?
You know, you talking international now. I got to warn you.
I got international fans in the UK, Canada, Australia, Japan.
Okay, yeah.
Shout out to all my international fans.
Yeah,
how y'all doing?
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah,
shout out to the ATL.
You know
A-Town, stay down. You already know.
Yeah, now that's where you currently at?
Yeah,
okay.
Between Atlanta. I was out in L.A. for a little while.
Okay, L.A., see? Everybody kicking it down there in down Cali. Shit, I'm coming down there to smoke that motherfucker up in a minute. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I'm on my way. So, I mean, since I seen you now, it's been then 2 years since I seen you.
Yeah, a lot's happened since then.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you still doing your music thing.
I'm still doing my music. I'm still looking good. Still sexy.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm drooling at the picture right now. Ow. It's going
Yeah, I got
down.
Some new stuff coming out. New album called Jill of All Trades. Just decided on the album title. Got a hot single called The Jill of All Trades on there, as well as a song called Nothing. It's been getting a lot of spins in Texas, Houston, Dallas, Longview, and Shreveport, Louisiana.
Oh, so what I got is some old shit then.
Oh, it ain't never old. It's new. It's new.
I like what you just said. See,
it's still new now.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm ahead of my time. So
that's what I'm talking about.
My stuff I finished in 06 is still new now. So you know, the newer stuff is just even more hot. You know, it's off the chain. I've grown a lot.
Now I've my my favorite song, don't even ask me why. It's my favorite song, damn it. Off of the, you already know. Shit.
That's the one I got the most digital downloads.
I already know. I can know.
Is this can we say explicit things on this station?
Listen here. This is uncut, uncensored.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna let you say it then. What's your favorite
the pussy song? When you and check your motherfucking answer machine, your shit gonna
download,
your
download,
shit
no.
gonna say the motherfucking the pussy song. Just coming off of the good versus evil, battle and flesh. This is your mixtape, right?
Yeah, that's an album, my first album.
Okay, this is your first album.
And most people don't know it's two discs to that album.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know if the other one had either. The second disc actually had a lot of inspirational music and more mellow tracks, more neo-soul, stuff like that.
So I got the evil side.
Actually, it's called the Live and the Good. Live is evil backwards because I believe without good you can't have bad, without bad you can't have good, and it's neither one is evil. It's just one is more of a clunk, you know, get you hype, beat.
Mm.
It's live.
Okay.
Evil spelled backwards.
Okay. Now, what's another hot song that people
I like
know
that.
And been
Yeah,
she deep now, she deep. And one thing I liked about her as far as a female, I mean she was out there on her motherfucking grind. You feel me? I mean, now she was looking sexy and shit, and sex does sell.
I've sold over 50,000 copies now of that CD.
But yeah, she was out there on her motherfucking grind. I mean, she was out there doing what it does. And I told you, I got pictures and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When we took pictures with Chronic Candy.
Oh yeah,
you know what
yeah.
Dude from the
lot. No copies of that.
Yeah, I have to send it to you. I got.
Yeah, haven't seen the movie. I did a movie called Cocaine Diaries.
No, I knew you was doing it though. I seen it off of your mic. Well, that was way back when I did check.
Yeah, well, it's done. It's been out now.
What?
Uh-huh.
You're getting paid. Can I borrow $50?
Okay. Yeah, then you know they have. I was on the A Bomb JG CD. Mine High.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Doing what?
What you think? The skit. That's me.
No, I'm saying you got like some tracks on there or what?
No, it's a skit.
Oh, okay.
Number 8.
Listen
to it.
I'm about to check that motherfucker.
It take you back to the pussy song plus one.
So you still with Dead Ass Records?
Dead Ass Series Records, yes.
All right. Now is that your?
That's my label.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Okay, so that's your label. That's you.
Yeah, Dead Ass Series Records is my label. I got some people trying to buy me out, but it's not finalized. But it's my label.
Right.
I will always be CEO of Dead Ass Serious Records.
Yeah.
Cause I'm dead ass serious and I'm not playing no games.
Yeah, and I like the logo. The logo that's off the chain. You know what I'm saying? The little logo. It's been a minute since I pulled this damn. I play the song damn near every show. You know what I'm saying? But the
oh, you have. I appreciate that. Yeah, I've been getting a lot of people telling me they've heard the song. You gonna play it now?
Yeah, I'm gonna run it. I mean, but I'm not at the same time while I'm running this, I'm trying to upload another track. So, I mean, you got 21 tracks on here. Like, what was your favorite, you know what I'm saying, off of the album?
My favorite off of that particular version of the album, and my favorite is on the second disc, and it's actually on my MySpace. My favorite off of that album, I would have to say, We Gonna Make It, just because of the meaning behind it.
Okay, let me see. We Gonna Make It. Okay, that's the track 21, Hard Times, featuring Young Shawty.
Young Shawty, yeah.
Still in collabo with him?
He's actually held up right now a little bit, but.
Oh, okay. Yeah, everybody, all black folks know what that translation means. You don't have to say anymore, ma'am. Thank you. We understand. We're reading in between the lines.
that's my younger cousin. So.
All right. Well, that's
what's
up.
Still always be around.
Well, check this out. I'm gonna spin this Akira. This is Akira the Pussy Song, everybody. So y'all can get just a gist, you know what I'm saying, about the lovely lady that y'all hear on the line. You know what I'm saying? We gonna get into that. Now, what was the inspiration behind this song? I don't, if it took
oh,
inspiration.
Wow. Do you really want
to
know? Wow.
I need to know.
I cannot tell you the real story behind it, but I can tell you this. When the producers I got with, they had already had the track, and it had a lot of moaning in the track. And they basically set me down and was like, okay, when you write this song, I want you to write something that is so nasty, so eye-popping, that you don't even want your mom and daddy to hear it. So I went there. I sat down and I went there, you know. I had a nice little birthday before that, and, you know.
Okay. I mean, if I listen to the song,
that I could go for, you know. But a lot of people, don't get it twisted. A lot of people come at me when they meet me on a personal level, or they're trying to date me, and they're like, okay, well, where's that girl that does the pussy song at? Where's she at? Like, I want that
like,
chick.
Yeah, like,
that
I
chick
mean,
at, right?
She,
I'm really
yeah.
shy. I'm really shy if you meet me. If you don't know me well, you know, maybe with who I'm with, and when I get there, I go there, you know what I'm saying, behind closed doors, that I'm really shy otherwise if I don't know you. So people meet me, and they're like, okay, where's that girl that's, you know, so out there that's doing the pussy song, whatever, like, yo, that's not me, that's my alter ego, that's the Kira Lovely, like, come on, you gotta, you know, everybody don't get all that, you know, so, go ahead and let them hear the song.
Nothing wrong with that, yeah, I'm running my favorite song, I gotta upload this next one, is the next song we're gonna come up, well, we're gonna come back to and talk a little bit more, find out, you know, your contact info and all that good stuff.
And what's the website again?
I'm on blog. Actually, the actual website is called blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr. And that's SMELLYBTR. But once you come on here, it turns into Wrecking the Game Radio. So
it's blogtalkradio.com/what?
Everybody say that /. It's a /. Damn it, it ain't going forward. It's going backwards.
It goes forward. It's forward. People think it's
going backwards. Anyway.
When the top goes to the left, then it's a /.
It's on
the right. It's a poker.
Well, I'm right-handed. Anyway, I'm right-handed, so it goes backwards.
What comes after the slash?
It's smelly. SMELLYBTR. And then I'll bring you because, see, now, the way my show is set up, okay, I got a website that you can actually come in.
And then it links up to the website.
Well, no, it's going to link up. The only thing the website is for, in case you want to be, like, part of the chat room. I have a chat room, and you can sit in there and chat with other people from, you know, all around, wherever the hell.
Oh.
And half the time, they be having their own conversation in the room.
So I might have got some of my digital credit from your radio then.
Yeah, if it's tracking it like that. If it's
yeah, I got a lot of the pussy songs on my digital credits.
Yeah, because, I mean, well, at the same time, I mean, I got it played off of here. I got it uploaded on, and I might be off of SoundClick, because I think I got it on SoundClick, too. I got to check SoundClick.
Yeah,
yeah, I think that's where it's at. It's either on SoundClick, I'm on Core DJ's radio, Yak fucking radio. Everywhere the fuck I'm at, I guarantee you it's there. Because that's what I do. I just use, you know, those little free websites just to post people music. You know what I'm saying? The current shit that's in rotation. But that's why I like to kind of call and keep in contact with people so I know, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's your current project? You know what I'm saying? Like, what
I
you...
I have to email you some of the new stuff, man. It's off the chain. I've grown a lot. I don't do any cursing in my music anymore.
What?
I'm still sexy and hot, but I try not to be too vulgar.
Okay. You try not to wear the see-through white pants that I was looking through like motherfucking X-ray vision glasses?
I still wear sexy stuff now. I'm just trying to keep my music clean for the kids, you know. Make some radio selling stuff.
There ain't nothing wrong with that. You got to be versatile because the adult market is just one market.
Exactly.
You know, that's
so I'm trying to reach a bigger market. You know, I've done the underground. I think I've done a lot. 50,000 sold by myself, I think, is a pretty good record.
Yeah, that's what's up.
You know how I do with no team. I get out there like I hustle like a nigga. You know, what can I say?
You a nigga. What do you mean? You a nigga.
Some say that I'm a thug. In a female body, but when I hit the club, they like to call me Shawty.
Mm-hmm. Shawty, what my name is.
That's from one of them new songs. I got I got a lot of stuff on in MySpace, myspace.com/AkiraLovely1, AkiraLovely, and the number one.
I think you're one of my friends on, but you know I don't fuck with MySpace like that too much now. Just because
I just still put my stuff up there so people can go on there.
Yeah, just because I be on this so much, I'm on this like I'm on this every day. You know what I'm saying? So even after I do a 2-hour show, I do a 2-hour show every day, And then sometimes I just, you know what I'm saying, I feel froggy, and I go into another. I done did 4 hours so far. I'm trying to go into another and do a six-hour marathon where I'm just playing everybody's shit, you know what I'm saying? Because I got, my homeboy that you heard over the phone, Goofy Bone, and he got a company that's called Straight Loke Records, you know what I'm saying? So I got, like, 4 or 5 of his songs with artists, you know what I'm saying? Him and his homeboys, they doing stuff off the record label. And then I send stuff to him, you know what I'm saying? So we kind of, we trying to, you know what I'm saying, network and get this out of state, you know what I'm saying? I come to your state, you come to my state type deal.
Yeah, yeah. My thing right now is just getting enough
booking
for shows where my
pocket
can stay fat.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what we working on. I got my other homeboy from 805. That was the other dude, you know what I'm saying, 805 Heatwave. And he's actual, a booking agent. He puts shows and shit like that together. And that's what we working on now. We trying to get Pliers, you know what I'm saying. You know, I got a couple of little contacts with Pliers, you know what I'm saying. You know, I don't dig the dude myself, but fuck it. When it comes to money, money talk, bullshit can keep on walking.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? What I'm trying to do is get in contact with, you know, just a couple of people that know him, his manager, whatever, and then shoot him a contact up to the Cali, because this is going to be the dude that's, you know what I'm saying, going to be shooting you the money. But then at the same time, you know, I got my artist, you know what I'm saying? I got one artist, name is John New, you know what I'm saying? When I met you, I was still pushing her. You know what I'm saying? I just didn't happen to have CDs on me because I was down there selling the candy and all that other kind of shit.
What's her name?
John New, J-A-N-U.
Janu.
Yeah. So I'm gonna end up, you know, I play all her shit on the show, you know what I'm saying? You got the information written down. One thing about my shows, you know what I'm saying, and I tell all artists, I encourage them, after the show is over with, you can go back to my page, you know what I'm saying, and then download the actual episode. So, you know what I'm saying? I charge $5. If I cut your interview out and send it to you, it's $5. If you wanna download it yourself for free, knock yourself out. straight up, you know what I'm saying? But this is you live on the radio, you international. Normally I have Iraq, you know what I'm saying? But she you know, some shit done really popped off in Iraq because she was on here every single day. And then the last time I talked to her, she was talking about she was hearing bombs and shit. You know what I'm saying? It was blowing up shit. So she didn't know if that was her people blowing up shit or that was the enemy. So honestly, I ain't even talked to her yet. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm kind of concerned, you know what I'm saying, because I don't really know what the hell's really going on.
Right.
It ain't like you can call Iraq and be like, hey, Habib, I need to talk to you, maybe. You know, I ain't finna do that. You know,
right.
So, Lord, you know what I'm saying, just keep your hands on her, you know what I'm saying, and make sure she's all right and come back, you know what I'm saying, safely.
Yeah.
And that's all you can do.
Yeah.
So, without further ado, y'all. Get your ears ready. Get your wet naps ready. Get all whatever you need to clean yourself up after this song.
Because this is audio porn.
Yeah, I can't. Damn, I ain't never heard that. And that's what the fuck this is. Thank you.
It's audio porn.
I needed that clarified. This is audio porn. Can you tell me the name of your song, please?
The Pussy Song.
The Pussy Song. I like to hear a woman say it. You know what I'm saying? Oh! Right here live, y'all. Let's check it out.
Women just do anything till you talk to any kind of way you want to talk to somebody. It don't make no motherfucking sense. I'm at a bar minding my business, cooling out, just being cool. Like I am. Chilling. Woman gonna come to me. This should ask you the goddamn things for you. She said, Mac. I said, yeah, that's my name. She said, can I ask you a question? I said, yeah. She said, this pussy tastes like pumpkin pie. Made me mad as hell. Don't ask me no damn question like that. I ain't never had no pumpkin pie. Kick it! Cause my pain is coming off. I like it real hard. Don't like it when it's soft. And I'm feeling freaky. So much you turn freak me. Wanna do it all night. Yeah, I like it with me. Want you to fuck me. My sheet beat me. I hook it out till it drop to the bottom of my throat. Won't you pay? Cause I don't wanna show. My pussy stay wet. Do you think you can handle it? You can do it slow or fast. Just make sure it lasts. And I hate when a nigga bitch coming off fast. Get that dick bust hard. Put my hair, stick my ass. My pussy real deep. So you know I need a freak. Cause you wanna stick your dick in your pussy right here. Like you wanna let me come, boy, don't be scared. I like it when you look at, yeah, baby, right there. Baby, right there. Like, my love got lost in the air. And he ain't enough to walk away.
don't you stop, don't want you to stop. Got me reaching for my drawers, reaching for the bad place. My arms tied with rope, the way you make me feel. Boy, it ain't no hope, got so much dread. I can feel it in my sleep. Fuck me all night, make it feel like a dream. Cause you make my pussy clean. It feels so right, wanna know what you like. Got you feeling real good, cause you know my pussy tight. Wanna do it all night, I think it's what you like. Fucking like a porn star, in the car, on the bar. Just don't hit it too hard, in the house with you spots. I be quiet as my mom. Don't you wanna stick your dick in your pussy right here? Like you wanna let me come, boy, don't be scared. See, I like it when you look at, yeah, baby, right there. My lips are up in the air. Don't you wanna stick your dick in your pussy right here? Like you wanna let me come, boy, don't be scared. See, I like it when you look at, yeah, baby, right there. My lips are up in the air. I want what I want, and I want it right now. So long, need to pull your dick out. But the way you lick this dick got me feeling for the bitch. Got me calling every day, asking for another hitch. You make my legs twitch when I'm riding a dick. Know you like it when I spit these explicit lyrics. I even spit on the dick before you come in here. Wanna see what my pussy tastes like. I want it done right, just pretend you a dyke. And I pretend it's a mic. Get a little swag, start real slow. My pussy's so hot, you can fuck me in the snow. It's like Pinocchio, I like it when it grows. Cause you wanna stick your dick. Can you kiss it right here? Right here. Let me come, boy, don't be scared. See, I like it when you look at, yeah, baby, right there. Right here. My legs got up in the air. Did you wanna stick your dick? Can you kiss it right here? Right here. Wanna let me come, boy, don't be scared. See, I like it when you look at, yeah, baby, right there. Right here. My legs got up in the air. In the air.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Something's in the air, and I ain't gonna tell y'all what it is. Damn, take yourself care, boy. Hey, you got down queen of nastiness on that song there. You shit, in a tasteful way, not like, you know what I'm saying. I put a Sprite can in my mouth and make it disappear, Lil Kim type shit. You know what I'm saying? That's a whole different, you know, visual level there. That's something you can ride through the whole song, apply it to yourself, because we all done did that shit. You know what I'm saying? At least I have. I've been to Germany, so shit. You can't pretty much put nothing past me or tell me nothing that's out of this world that I ain't pretty much seen or heard or been there and done that. But, yeah, that's Miss Akira So Lovely. With the motherfucking pussy song.
You know, that song right there is actually, you know, what a lot of women think but want to say but scared to say it. Actually, one of my good best friends, closest friend, she's a real shy natured person. Like, when I let her hear that song or that CD, whatever, you know, one day she came to me and she says, I really like that song. You know what's my favorite song? I said, what? She says, the pussy song. And I'm like, what? And this is the kind of girl, she act like she just don't do nothing. But she likes
that song. That's the freakiest one. See?
Song, because it's everything she want to say and everything she be thinking.
That's what she be doing. Don't she just say. Don't want to let it out. Oh, that is. Where's your friend that? Where's your friend that again? Well, her number is. Let me just get her on the show.
Well,
hey,
that's why she like that song so much.
Damn. Yeah, that's yeah. I mean, you know, that's human nature. You know what I'm saying? We human freaks. You know what I'm saying? We got that freaky side to everybody. Everybody got that sexually explicit side to them. You know what I'm saying? My dog Goofy Bone. I'm for the matter of fact. Hold on, line. I'm gonna play something for you real quick. Now, this is Goofy Bone because he was in the chat room like, damn. You know that song is off the chain. Now he got a song. It's called Sexual. And we gonna get into that real quick. You know what I'm saying? I got Akira Lovely, y'all, in the building with me. You know what I'm saying? Holding it down real big. Big ups to the 404, the whole ATL. You know what I'm saying? My homeboy Zach up there. My homeboy Justice overall. You know what I'm saying? Doing his thing on the music. Matter of fact, do you know Justice? You met him?
Yeah.
You familiar with him? I mean, y'all you know, collabed on anything? Or?
Nah, we did some shows together. That's about it.
Yeah. He vibe with you? You like him?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, that's T-Town, girl. That's T-Town right there now. That's T-Town representing real big now. You know what I'm saying? All the way up there in ATL, Florida's representing. You know what I'm saying? So that's real big. And my dog Justice Overall doing his thing up there. Big ups to all the real artists up there in ATL. And I stepped on this one time before. Big ups to all the artists, real artists that come there and still rep their hood, rep their city, but actually come up there and do something in the entertainment industry, not come, leave your fucking hood, and go up there and get a goddamn McDonald's job talking about you up there balling. Oh, yeah, I'm blowing up.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people don't realize how hard it is, you know, but I put a lot of footwork in, you know, and people can look down on me because I street hustle or whatever, and I get out on my grind. You know what I'm saying? And they can, but my stuff is also in CDs. I have digital distribution. My CDs are also in stores and everything. I have digital distribution, but I have no problem with getting out there, meeting people, which I love to do, and talking to them and selling them face to face. You know, for people that don't know you, it's going to be hard for them to go and buy your album. You know what I'm saying? Unless you have some really top dollars to market. But for people to meet me and get to know me and know my personality, and I think that builds a greater, more loyal fan base, because when I do get so huge, I'm going to have those people that knew me when I was in the street hustling and doing shows and, you know, doing open mics back in the day, you know, and those are the same people that I get hit up on MySpace on, people that might not only met me one time in Florida or Texas or whatever, but they remember me. And they're like,
what am I doing?
Make it. You know what I'm saying? I want to
I only talked to you one time and took a picture. Shit. You know, I ain't even get personal with you. You know what I'm saying? We ain't even exchange a phone number.
Uh-huh.
I'm calling this old ass damn 2005 number.
And it's still the same.
It's got to be the same. You know what I'm saying? I thought about changing my cell phone number. I'm going to go with it with Boost Mobile.
Don't do it. Just switch it over.
What? Switch my number?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because I don't have the number like 10 years.
What's your email address? I'm gonna send you one of these. I'm gonna send you the new single that was playing on the radio.
It's the same thing. SmellyBTR@live.com. Instead, you know what I'm saying, like the website, but it's SmellyBTR@live.com, which is Hotmail. You know, I don't believe in that Gmail shit.
Okay.
Don't fuck around with the government. Government mail is not good for me. And that's what Gmail is. George's mail. I ain't fucking around with Bush. Yeah. Big ups to everybody who is, hey, you know.
Oh, yeah, also, make sure you guys go on to hotblocksmagazine.com. That's hot block, like the block is hot, magazine.com. HOTBLOCK magazine.com, and vote for your girl, Kira Lee, as the hottest independent female artist ever.
Hot block.
For the year, but I'm going to say forever.
Hot block at what?
Hotblockmagazine.com.
Mm-hmm.
You said SmellyBTR@live.com?
Mm-hmm. SmellyBTR@live.com.
Okay, I'm going to send you this news track, and it's hot. There's no cursing in it. Although you wouldn't know from listening to it, because this song is so hot, you would not know. My producer actually did the song. He did the song Young Jock, I Know You See It.
Mm-hmm.
I know you see it. He did that song, and he listened to it after we recorded, and he's like, okay, you need a clean version? I'm like, what do you mean clean version? He's like, you know, taking the cuss words out. He recorded it with me, word by word. He said, you know, taking a cuss words out. I said, ain't no cursing in that. And that's how you know you done made a real good song.
Yeah. When the person recorded it, don't even, like, what?
There was no cursing in it. It was the song was so hard, it sounded like it was cursing in it. And what, no one cuss word in it.
Damn.
I'm learning how to do that, though.
Okay, yeah, you got to be. You have to be versatile. If you one of them artists that just get up on stage, fuck pussy ass bitches, fuck y'all hoes, nigga,
hey,
fuck my dick ass. Now give me my money.
Ain't no lyrics.
Like what?
If you try to put it on the radio, ain't gonna be no song.
Yeah, and that's
every other word is cursed.
Man.
Well, my son is my biggest fan. So, you know, he's 5 years old and he's been growing up with me. He's been on my hips since he was 5 months in the studio while I'm recording. So he's been my biggest fan. So I had to learn to make music that he can listen to and I can be proud of him listening to it and not say, oh, baby, you know you ain't supposed to say that word.
Well, please don't ever. If I ever hear some shit like fucking stanky leg coming from you,
or oh, no, you
chicken noodle soup bullshit.
No, I can't even.
Like,
I don't have the capacity to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'm like.
I don't have the capacity to do that kind of stuff.
Like, where the fuck do y'all come up with this? It's harder to make dumbass music than it is to make good ass music.
To me, it is.
I mean, what? It's harder for me to listen to dumbass music than it is for me to listen to somebody who's kicking some political shit.
You know what's sad about it, though? These songs that are played on the radio are not songs that we would go out and buy, and people don't even really like them, but the radio is forcing
right.
it.
Right, they overplay it so much to it's like...
And you can't help but to like it because you done heard it so much.
It's like, fuck, I hate this song. And when you know you hate a song when you tell yourself that, and you steady bopping to it, though. Fuck,
okay.
I hate this damn song.
I don't know how many times I had to turn that song every time it came on the radio, so I just said, you know what, forget it. I'm going to listen to it.
It's garbage, but hey... That's black people making money somehow. So, fuck it. More power to you. Keep putting out the bullshit. One of these days, y'all get washed the fuck out and real music will come floating up back in and shit.
Guess what, baby? I'm doing that. I'm creating that. I'm trying to bring it back.
Now, I ain't even probably going to get into no song because now you done got me into an issue of, as far as you being a female, I mean, how hard... Is it in the industry? You know what I'm saying? For you, being a female, I mean, coming up to DJs, coming up to producers.
I mean, as far as like approaching people, no problem. But you know, not just that I'm a female in the industry, I'm attractive.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And even though I'm a rapper and sometimes I rap hard, I'm very feminine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so even when I have talent, whereas if I was an ugly chick or if I was a male, if I had a dick. You know, a lot of these guys would approach me differently and look at me different. I have no problem getting in situations.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting past the first step. Because when I get to working with a producer, we sit down and get ready to work, he want to like me.
Yeah. That's
I ain't mind stuck on getting tail instead of stuck on getting songs
right,
recorded.
Right.
And I got to go on about my business because I'm not finna get down like that.
Right.
So, yeah, I do have a problem with that, even management. I mean, I have a problem with locking in a manager. I have a problem with a lot of stuff because I am a female. I mean, it's my biggest blessing, my worst curse. I can get in the door. It's a blessing because I can get in the door.
And how many female DJs are you collabed with?
I don't even know any female DJs.
Point is made right there coming out of female's mouth. I went on globalgrind.com, and I mean, I went off. I wrote a whole damn
list. I don't even know anything. And then the saddest part about it is I know DJs that I've known since 01, and it's hard for me to get the DJs that I've known to play my music before the ones that I never met, and I just say, here,
yeah,
play my
music. Play it, yeah.
They'll
yeah.
play it.
Yeah, I mean,
and on top of that, everybody, DJs don't know their jobs no more. A
thank
DJ's
you.
Job is to break a record, not to get. Job is to break a record because they love it and they think it's good. And guess what? They get paid because they broke a hot record. Because they were the DJ that was the first one to have this record, they end up being the bigger DJ. But now people are putting salt in the game, and instead of breaking a record or playing, and I tell a DJ all the time, don't play my music because I paid you no money. Play my music because you like it, and I'm going to bless you because you played my music.
I cuss niggas out over that shit.
If
you know,
like
any nigga around here that know me, I don't get down to your little fuck-ass DJ circles and shit like that because you fuck-ass niggas is calling yourself DJs, and I got to bring my artists up in there, and you could talk about, well, shoot me five, and I'll play it.
Yeah, but you're scared of shit. I mean, they want 50. They want 100.
I don't give a damn if it's a buck. You get paid by the club.
Exactly. They trying to make it a hustle. But you know, that's what's throwing salt in the game, because my thing is this. You're gonna play my music for free when everybody else catch on it. That's what makes you that you're not a DJ, like you're not a leader. Because a leader is gonna say, I wanna play the shit first, not when everybody else jump on it.
Yeah.
I wanna be the one to say I was the first one playing this record. Because it's hot. You feel me? And I broke that record, and that's what I get out of it. No, DJs don't want to do that no more. They scared to take a risk. They scared to be the one to come out with something new.
Yeah, but then you got, because I know I'm going to meet one of these motherfuckers one day, they're going to be mad at a bitch at me. Man, I heard you talk amazing shit about me. Because you niggas is lame, man. DJ Drama, DJ Who Kid, DJ motherfucking Khaled, All you fucking name brand ass DJs that ain't never had a fucking female on your goddamn mixtapes, so-called albums, so-called anything, you get the middle finger. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
that's
the crazy thing about it is I'm a lot hotter. Like, I'm not only the hottest female artist, independent artist. I'm the hottest artist, independent artist right now in these streets. And I'm competing with these niggas. And I'm just as good, if not better than half of the ones that's getting deals. But that's not what's mattering. It's at home, a nigga that's A&R gonna look out for his homeboy. It don't matter even. I've known people that's A&R and getting folks deals for years.
Mm-hmm.
They looking out for some new nigga that's their homeboy before they look out for me. Because for one, they scared to change the game and bring another female. And that's why there's not too many female MCs. It's a lot of, I know a lot of female artists and rappers that are good.
Mm-hmm.
Better than niggas.
Well, that,
they don't know if men want to give them they shine. They too busy trying to think with their penis.
The website that I, this Blog Talk Radio, this website, I mean, I got another host who, she was actually one of my listeners at first. And then, you know what I'm saying, through just listening to my show, she built up confidence, and she was like, well, I'm finna start me a show, which is, that's what the fuck I want. You know what I'm saying? Now I got two, what I call female DJs, you know what I'm saying? And I done sent to my artists, and that's all I do. I send nothing but female artists music. You know what I'm saying? I tell them, fuck them niggas. Don't play none of them niggas music. Play nothing but females.
I'm telling you what, when the good Lord decides to bless me enough where I can afford to put other artists out, you guarantee I will be putting out more females.
Yeah, because, I mean, we don't have no, we don't even have no female DJs in a DJ Khaled spotlight. Not one. You can't name not one off the top of your fucking head that I'm going to know because I ain't never heard of. You know what I'm saying? And that's the problem. This is one of the major issues that we have right now.
I'm going to say one thing that I'm finding out, and this is just me personally. I don't know about everybody else, but this is my own personal experience. Men are, in this industry, are, I'm finding out, and it's sad, are intimidated by me. Because I'm doing my thing. I'm successful in life as an independent artist, and I don't need no deal to make me successful, be able to live, pay my bills, take care of my child,
right,
live a decent life, and live in a nice home. I'm living better than half of the artists that signed.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So they're intimidated by me. They don't want, and then on top of that, they can't do everything that I can do. I produce. I engineer. I do graphics. I do hair. I do makeup. I do fashion styling. You know what I'm saying? Not only that, I write, I rap, and I sing. And I look good doing it. They can't do all of that.
Yeah.
So they intimidated by me.
No,
ain't nothing that no man can do that's a producer or anything else that can outshine me, because even when we step in the room, I'm going to already have the upper hand.
Hmm.
And I might, and they're scared I might take their shine. And I had to realize that. I had to sit back and like wonder, like, why all these people passing me by? Why Gorilla Zoe's getting a deal and he was right there next to me? The same people he knows, the same people I know. Why is this person getting a deal and that person's getting a deal and whatever, whatnot? And I'm better than all of these people.
Yeah. All right, well, check this out. We got 90 seconds to wrap this first part of the show up. I might. It'll take about 30 minutes for me to set up and do another show if I am going to do it. But because I need more time to actually load up more tracks off of your CD and stuff.
And I'm sending you the new one of the new tracks now.
Yeah, so if you send me a new track, you know what I'm saying? I
might computer
slow
because I'm downloading some stuff.
I ain't gonna have to call you back. But send all your MySpace and your contact info out real quick. You know what I'm saying? Let them know.
Go to myspace.com/ Akera Lovely and the number 1, AKERALOVELEE and the number 1. Also, please, please, please download my music on iTunes, Rhapsody. Just Google me, man, and you can download any song. I think they're like a dollar or less than a dollar. Some of them maybe not 79 cents. They don't cost much. But the more downloads I get, the better. Pick a song. Akera Lovely, Dead Ass Serious Records. Oh, yeah, go to Google, man, and just Google me. Go to YouTube. Check out some of my flicks on there, and couple videos, I-20 video, Down South, Trey Songz, Missing You, Mac-10, Big Baller, you know, you can see your girl in all them videos. Check it out on YouTube.
She networking, y'all. But once again, Big Us ATL, thank you for all your time, you know what I'm saying, and let me, call you up, girl, and spending some time on the show, Wrecking the Game Radio.
Really, it's nothing but love. It's nothing. It's nothing.
Yeah.